USDA will be releasing their December crop production supply and demand estimates on Tuesday morning. And at this point, we're not looking at anything major to come out of this report, just the tweaking of the demand numbers. Likely exports or crush or feed demand are where the major adjustments will be seen. As far as for wheat, the average trade estimate has ending stocks coming in at 890 million bushels. That's down 11 million bushels from the previous report. Likely going to see production isn't going to change much, but what we could see is maybe an increase in exports or an increase in feed demand. For corn, stocks are expected to come in at 2.12 billion bushels. That's 30 million bushels less than the previous report. Likely see exports increased on the corn side as corn exports continue to be extremely strong and setting records on a daily basis. As far as soybean stocks are estimated to come in at 302 million bushels. That's up 12 million bushels. Likely we could see a lowering of exports for soybeans. We're also going to look at Brazil's and Argentina's production numbers to come out. Right now, corn is estimated to, for Brazil at 132 million metric ton. Soybeans are estimated at 175 million metric ton. For Argentina, corn production is estimated at 53 million metric ton. Soybeans are at 48.6 million metric ton. Overall, this report, if it comes in with these numbers, will be considered to be neutral, and then we'll go right back to watching the demand, or the hopeful demand, that we could see coming from China for soybeans.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.